Nolte, one-third of Democrats identify as Democrat Socialists. By John Nolte on July 30, 2026. Far-left CNN reports that about a third of Democrats and Democratic-leaning adults identify as Democratic Socialists, per the latest polling. This is a big problem for an increasingly radicalized Democrat Party that continues to move further and further to the left and far out of mainstream thinking on issues like abolishing prisons, abolishing the U.S. Senate, sexualizing and queering little kids, defunding the police, open borders, socialized medicine, annihilating Israel, and outright property confiscation. The polling shows that 59% of these socialists are under age 45 and, surprise, surprise, predominantly white, 57%. They are also less likely to have a college degree or make over $100,000 per year. What should truly trouble the Democrat Party is how motivated these loons are to vote. 66% are extremely motivated to vote this year, compared to just 57% of non-socialist Democrats. When these extremists win primaries, especially in purple states, that gives Republicans a real chance to prevail. Socialist Abdel El Sayed is less than a week away from winning the Democrat nomination for U.S. Senate. The problem for Democrats is that he is a total radical. But he's a radical who is up over his closest primary opponent, Representative Haley Stevens, by double digits. However, polling also shows that he is losing to the Republican nominee, former Representative Mike Rogers, by double digits, whereas Stevens is tied with Rogers. In Wisconsin, another purple state, Socialist Francesca Hung is running away with a race to choose the Democrat nominee for governor. Polls also show that Hung is behind the likely Republican nominee, U.S. Representative Tom Tiffany, whereas Hung's closest primary opponent, former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, is up by 4 points over Tiffany. Between the war with Iran and the high gas prices, not to mention the usual voter bias against any White House incumbent during off-year elections, Democrats should be romping all over the country. Instead, at least as of right now, Republicans look like they will hold on to control of the Senate and have a fighting chance to hold the House. If forced to bet my life, I'd give the Senate to the GOP and the House to Democrats. But a normal Democrat Party would be coasting to victory in this political environment. Their problem, of course, is that they have a tiger by the tail with these radicals, a tiger they created over the last 10 years, where they radicalized their base to oppose President Trump on absolutely everything, including common sense policies like locking up criminals and deporting rapists.